Seamus Whelan took himself out to the forecourts, or at least visiting some petrol stations, round about mid-afternoon yesterday.
Is there a worry that we'll run out, is it?
Well, I have a stag tomorrow in Dingle, so I just want to wake up in the morning after, you know, there'll be nothing, like, so...
Well, there's places already have been cleaned out of diesel and petrol.
So I was told, yeah, I just thought Douglas ran out of petrol and stuff, so... Can't take the risk. That's all good for a good cause, like, you know, but... You gotta make sure you're all right too, do you know what I mean? The only thing that can stop it is if you just do what we ask, like. So put down the price and that's all they have to do. It's over then like that. Even go back
and are you
public.
Finding it a struggle with the current prices?
Obviously not
if you're going on the stack.
Yeah. It's my first time drinking out in a while, but... Jesus, no, it's a struggle, right? Like, I work an easy living there, like, it's, you know, vans going all the time.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if they felt anything yet, but... To know yourself.
Yeah.
Has to be done.
You'll be coming home on the fumes anyway from Dingle.
Be able to charge the car off me. That's it. Best of luck, man.
You're filling up there.
Just won't go too far either, I don't think. 50 euros are limiting there now, so...
there's places that have tried out already today.
I think somebody sounds like you had to sort it over. I think it's gone as well. The diesel isn't even, so that's what I get, so... Yeah.
And what do you make of it all, with them blockading?
Oh, Jesus, a bit much to be blocking as much as what they are. Like, you know, it's grand, fair enough to protest, but... it's not allowing people to get to their jobs and things is a bit... Not a bit much, I think, so...
Yeah.
And we see what happens.
So, will we be getting Brendan's bread in the morning?
Yeah, I hope so. Oh, yeah, we can get it tomorrow. We have enough for a day anyway, so... We get Brendan's tomorrow, but we'll have to get more diesel tomorrow if I can't.
Yeah. Well,
we'll have no Brendan's bread by Thursday Saturday.
It seems to be a bit of a free-for-all here, isn't it?
There's a place in Corbett to fill running out this morning, all right? Remel.
That's what we heard, anyway.
Yeah, they are told to be all sorted, I'd say.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Because Micheál Martin has threatened to bring in the army.
Oh, yeah. That's totally out of order. That's going against his own, like. What do you do?
I don't know. You queue up and try and get a fill, and if it's like the 70s, you try and find a nurse to bring to the petrol station.
You're filling up there before they run dry, are you?
I am indeed.
Is it a real worry?
It's more of a concern than anything, and especially with the panic buying, but they're not helping themselves by protesting because there's people trying to get to hospitals, there's people trying to get to work. SMEs are the backbone of the Irish economy and they're bringing the whole country to a standstill. Yesterday I had to go to a customer, it took me an 8-hour round journey because the motorway system's blocked completely. But they don't realise there's a bigger issue here. You have the Straits of Hormuz that will be just slightly opened, but also the infrastructure is damaged. That's not going to be fixed overnight. This is a global problem and yet again it's the normal worker that gets caught for everything.
And yet even more local with the oil refinery, they have only a certain amount that they can stock themselves and then they have to come to a full halt and then
correct.
Production will take a while then on the back
and they
of that.
And they don't realise too that refinery looks after all of Leinster, probably a high percentage of the country, and then you have these people holding the country to ransom. Yes, you can look at it from both sides of it, yes, but we're all in the same boat. We're all only trying to make a living.
Tough times to come. You probably don't remember the 1970s, do you?
I don't, but this is going to add scaremongering now to the supermarkets as well.
You're filling up?
I am.
Are you afraid that the place will dry up?
I am. I'm going here now to fill up forklifts with normal diesel because there's no green diesel even around.
No?
No.
And that's going to be an extra cost now on you?
Oh, there's an extra cost on the company, yeah.
And could you give me an estimate of how much extra now?
Oh, I'd say about 30 euros. By the time we fill it up, like, I'm going to fill the van up now as well. I'm going to try to fill that up, see where we're going.
Because I know that there's places that were limiting the amount that you put in this morning, and there's other places that have totally dried up.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know when it's going to stop. I don't know.
Well, they're saying down in Whitegate that they'll call off their blockade once the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach should sit down and chat with them.
Well, obviously, he's excused yesterday then. Send out the army to move them.
Yeah.
Which is a disgrace, right?
What do you make of all the panic buying?
I don't know. My tank has just run out. The sooner he's coming back in together.
And do you prefer to travel?
No, just special sounds. It's actually
okay.
Yeah, not too far now. Thank God.
You could nearly walk, so.
I know, yeah. I'm not in that much of a panic.
Seamus Magnum Whelan out and about yesterday afternoon in the forecourt.